light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Grief Chat. Yep, that music is for Grief Chat, and we're so excited to have on the phone with us the host of Grief Chat, Mr. Mitch Carmody, and I do believe his wife Barb is in virtual world with him as well. And we're also very, very happy to have on the phone with us Michael Wise. Michael Wise is one of the funeral directors at the Starkson Family Life Celebration Chapel in Hastings, and we are going to really focus on grief during this pandemic. Welcome to all of you.
Well, thank you, Mo. It's great to be here.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, Michael, thank you. I want to get to you in just a second. But first of all, Mitch, the Grief Chat, I know, has been a show that we've had for quite a few years, actually, on KDWA. And I think this is such an unprecedented time across the board. But certainly, if there are cracks in the way you're feeling mentally, they're going to come out in anxiety or, you know, just worrying about this or worrying about that. And then you factor in grieving. If you are a grieving person, this must really be a tough situation for people. What are you seeing, Mitch?
Yes, it changes the dynamics. I see it ongoing now. I mean, everything, because we've never experienced something quite like this in our country. And to see how the isolation is affecting all the different support groups and how we get together and we can't even physically hugging is one of the most important things in grief, and that can't even be done. And so people are looking for a lot of different ways to process their grief. And it's exciting to have someone like Mike on the line, because Mike and I worked together for almost 20 years, probably at St. Elizabeth Van Seton, and I would prepare for the funeral coming in, and for the funeral lunches and the funeral lunch ladies, and it was a whole process that people in the community and the congregation expected and enjoyed and celebrated. And all of a sudden, for that to disappear, and the anxiety levels on up, and everybody, because of what they don't know, anxiety goes up even more, so when you're grieving already, it just acerbates the grief you already own because of more the increased anxiety and the loss of control, because you cannot control the situation. So many people are really frustrated now because they can't control it. We have to abide by some of the regulations and advice. And
Michael, let's bring you in, please, on this. How have things changed at the funeral home for you? Well, you've had lots of years of experience in the funeral world. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Oh, my gosh. I have been doing this for about 26 years and have never seen anything even remotely like this. It's, very, very different for us, and it's, extremely different, as Mitch was saying, for the families that we're serving. It's hard for us because we really have a philosophy here of not saying no. And when families come in with different ideas and different ways that they want to celebrate a life, I feel it's our job to do whatever we can to make that happen. And now our conversations start off with, well, this is kind of what we are dealing with, that these, your options are limited and this is what we have. It's very different, and it's hard. We're serving families ways that we've never thought we would have to serve them.
Michael, what are some of the new parameters that you are dealing with?
Basically, if you want to have a funeral now, it's limited to 10 people. They would like that to be immediate family members. And, again, it's pretty tough to get an immediate family with 10 people or less. So again, we're live streaming the funerals if the family would like us to. We're videoing them and then putting them on our website after, just to try to get as many people involved as possible. It's just very, very different for close friends and, you know, distant relatives. That's the way that they are able to partake in the funeral now.
And wakes are a thing of the past for now?
You can have a wake, but it's, you know, not for the public. You know, it's again, limited to that 10 person or less rule. So people are still having wakes. They're still having funerals. They're still having memorial services. They're just, frankly, you know, private family services.
And what are you seeing from a family dynamic piece? How do you think it will impact our grief?
You know, I mean, I've frankly heard kind of both sides. There have been a few families who have enjoyed it being a little smaller and private and it being a little more intimate for them and their family. And then, you know, you've seen and heard frustrations from people for not being able to open it up to the public. You know, as Mitch can certainly talk about, everybody grieves. Everybody has a different thought on grief and how they are grieving and how grief should look. So, you know, we are seeing a few families who are saying, you know, gosh, that was actually, you know, way better than anticipated. That was good for our family. And then again, wow. Others frustrated with, you know, not being able to share that with more in a public setting.
And as far as people delaying funerals, I know that's an option as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, and there are numerous families who are doing that. And then there's families who are kind of doing a little combination of both. They're having a private family service now, and then once things open up and they can have, when we're not, you know, limited in numbers, they're planning on having a celebration of life later where their friends and extended family are going to be able to come and partake in the funeral.
What will your business look like if the governor opens up all businesses again? How will that look to you?
Yeah, you know, we're really taking our lead from the Minnesota Department of Health. There's a mortuary science division there who really kind of, you know, sends out daily emails and kind of keeps us updated with, you know, what the state is saying. Where they're getting their information is from the CDC. Seems like that's really who they're quoting and taking a guide from. You know, how it will look, Mo, I wish I wish I could say, oh gosh, you know, in July, everything will be back to normal. But from the stuff that we're reading, you hear a lot about like concerts and professional, you know, athletic contests and things like that being the last thing that they're going to open up to. So, you know, I'm a little concerned because of the number of people who attend funerals normally. You know, we're still going to be restricted in numbers for a while. You know, again, I don't know that. I'm just, you know, kind of reading between the lines on things. So I know Jesse and I we talk about it every day and you know, are looking for the new information that's out there. Just not reading anything that's going to be really positive that's going to change our industry term.
Mitch, let's bring in the grief piece. Grieving is a process. And as Michael just said, we all grieve in a different way. But certainly this has to complicate it.
Yes, and everything I think we've seen in grief, we've talked in the show for 5 years, and one common thing that we always do talk about is there's always collateral damage and there's always collateral blessings. And the collateral blessings aren't seen as obviously than the collateral damage, but I think Mike can attest to, I think maybe we're seeing, you know, I'm going to ask Mike, what collateral blessing do you see out of the way things operate now that will be a tool in the future for the people that you serve?
You know, I think probably the biggest one, Mitch, and it's kind of interesting because it's been around for a while. It's just that, you know, we've never really seen a market, frankly, for it, is the live streaming. Right now, we live stream just about every funeral on Facebook. We're amazed at the number of people viewing during the funeral. And then again, we've been taping the funeral and then putting it on our website for after. And the comments from people that, you know, obviously just can't attend because of COVID, but also from people that are out of state, out of town, weren't going to be able to make it to the funeral. So, you know, I think one of the positive things and the things that we will probably keep doing, videoing the funeral or live streaming the funeral in some way, just the comments that we've received, the phone calls and emails and things from people thanking us for doing it, I guess we really weren't anticipating such an audience for that.
Right. Like you said, the technology's been there, but not until now. You need, so how wonderful that you have this new facility, too, that has such, oh, everything's high tech that you have there, and nice you can reach out to the community in, without making many big changes. You're right there.
Yes. I mean, that seems to me to be the biggest positive. You know, I mean, we all think in every industry, you know, this time is changing things. What's going to last and what's going to go away once we get back to normal, you know, but just acknowledging, you know, that this is going to change the way that many businesses do business.
And the way people grieve. I mean, I did hear someone that said where their loved one died just several months ago or so, and they're waiting until to have a service in, you know, August or something. But what they saw is that an increase in snail mail cards, that instead of getting a whole 150 cards at one night after the funeral, they're getting cards every week. And they said, what a delight this is to get gradual morning cards instead of inundated with, when you're shocked and you can't read half of them a lot of time anyway, but every one is another new hug in the mail, that's another unexpected blessing.
Yeah, you know, I agree. We've heard that from a lot of people that are, you know, a couple weeks after as we're touching base just to see how things are going, if they need anything else, and that's kind of been a theme. You know, they're so surprised, and it's so nice to go to the mailbox because they, like you said, cards are kind of trickling in, getting them all at one time, and then sometimes that's almost overwhelming going through all of those cards at one time, where now they look forward to just getting the snail mail, which, again, hasn't been a big thing, you know, in the last probably 5 or 10 years.
At the same time, an increase in face messaging and eye messaging and all these other things the kids do. There's so much communication, too, that's increased. It's amazing. You know, we think we'd be at a big deficit, and just opens up a lot of other doors. I think that's the really tells the human spirit and spirit from God that really sustains us in all of this.
We're lucky that we live in such a, Hastings is such a community. And, you know, there's so much concern for people, you know, when a loved one does pass away. You really see it during these times when, you know, when you really need people and you unfortunately maybe don't get to see them on the day of the funeral. It's hopeful for humanity when you do hear these stories of the cards and the phone calls and the FaceTimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, there is another positive of this is people are still reaching out and still need that interaction.
A lot of people don't realize how fortunate they are in this community. I've been to a lot of communities and see how they react to trauma and drama, and I think we're very, very fortunate in the Hastings community to have what we have.
Oh, goodness. You know, I spent about 8 years in Minneapolis as a funeral director right out of college, and then was lucky enough to move back home to Hastings and be able to serve families here, and there is an immense difference in the community versus a big, big city like Minneapolis.
And that was back in 2001, right, when you came back from
Hastings? Was, exactly. Yeah, good memory, Mitch.
Michael, tell us a little bit about how you are ministering to families, perhaps before somebody passes away. That's one of my questions. And then the second one is, I know that most of the churches are closed, so are you doing all of your things on site at your celebration chapel?
Yeah, you know, really, just about, you know, probably in the last 4 to 6 weeks, just about every funeral or memorial service has been at the funeral home. A lot of the churches, you know, aren't open, so, you know, to open up for funerals is hard, and, you know, I think a lot of them really are getting from their higher-ups that they really shouldn't be doing that. So, yeah, I mean, it's another blessing of having our new facility. You know, A, we have all the technology that we need here, and then B, you know, we have the space to keep the social distancing. Here with 10 people, it's really easy to do that. But yeah, I mean, just about every funeral, again, in the last, you know, probably 6 weeks has been here. Even mass, people are able to have a funeral mass if they're Catholic, with communion and just an entire funeral mass. Now, that part of it has really worked out well. Obviously, people are connected to their churches, and I think some people really would prefer to have it at church, but it hasn't been a hindrance for people. And then, Mo, as far as, you know, doing the pre-planning, you know, we've been doing a lot more over phone or FaceTime with people. Not everybody is comfortable, you know, leaving their home and coming in. And so we're just, you know, we're just really, frankly, open to doing what people want to do. So we're just trying to make it happen and, again, use the blessing of technology. Technology doesn't always seem to be a blessing, but it seems like it has been during these crazy times.
And how are you and your staff doing?
You know, again, it's very different. It's a little quieter. You know, we have less people calling and less people stopping in than we used to. We're adjusting. We have kind of smaller staff in, and we're trying to kind of stay away from each other a little bit too. So if somebody does get sick, it's not going to whip through the whole funeral homes. You know, a lot of times right now, it's my wife Mary and I are working every other day, or, you know, the days that Mary and I are working, Katie and Jesse are kind of staying away, and then vice versa. You know, it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes it has gotten pretty busy, and, you know, we've all been working, but we're just trying to be smart about it. But it's definitely different around the office here too.
Well, we want to thank you for everything that you do. Michael Wise with the Starkson Family Life Celebration Chapel, and you mentioned some of these ways that we can see you online. Would you be so kind as to tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. The one main way that we are, you know, live streaming funerals is through Facebook. So you literally just go to the Starkson Family Life Celebration Chapel page during the time of the funeral. And we've been putting that out, the times that we will be live streaming, in obituaries. You know, now with the Hastings paper gone, you know, a lot of people, I think, are getting that from either KDWA website or the website from the funeral home here. So we're trying to do our best to get it out when things will be live streamed. But if you can't get on Facebook or you can't catch the live stream, usually an hour or two after the funeral takes place, you can go to our website, and the person who passed away, just click on their obituary, and then you can actually just view the funeral an hour or two after it's done. That stays on their obituary page, so if it's not convenient during that time, you could go the next day or the next week, and you'll still be able to view the funeral or the memorial service.
And that's going to be a treasure for the family, too, to look back on.
Exactly. We are, like, for the family, we're burning DVDs for them so that they do have that keepsake. Again, as, like, Mitch was talking, there's another kind
blessing.
Of blessing that we're just doing if families want that.
Can people download it as well?
Yes, it's actually, it goes through YouTube, so I believe that they can download it. You know, if that's an issue, some people are technically challenged, maybe even like myself. You know, we're always happy to burn a DVD for them if they can't. We've been doing that on request as well. You know, we'll do whatever we can to get what people are going to need for it, to try to make them feel like they're part of the funeral.
Thank you so much, both of you. We want to thank Michael Wise, and we also want to thank the host of Grief Chat, Mr. Mitch Carmody. The Starkson Family Life Celebration Chapel is still open and very, very busy, but if you need to get a hold of them, please do, and they can help you with whatever your families need. And I liked how you said you don't like to say no. I love that, Michael. That's beautiful.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, you guys. Hope everybody stays healthy and happy.
Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Grief Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and